Okay, Rabbi Sai, there's a lot to do, as usual. Okay, many people unfortunately have the impression that once we start Parshas Truma, from here to the end of the Sefer, sort of like downhill. Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pekudeh, it's like, Tisa has a little, some interesting stuff maybe, but everything else is sort of like the Mishkan and the Kalim. So hopefully we're going to try to bring alive a little bit of the symbolism, a little bit of the depth of the Kalim, and hopefully we can learn out some beautiful messages from them also. Let's just start quickly. Unfortunately we didn't have to the last 2 weeks, so hopefully everyone was Maver Sedra and got a lot out of them. 1 week we had sheets, I don't know if guys took or not, so hopefully some guys took some sheets. But anyway, for this week, Benji. Let's just start off quickly. We have a couple of long pieces and a couple short pieces. Let's start off the short one. Let's go with a quick story. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Beis, there's a lot on Pasuk Beis in this parsha. Okay? Famous Pasuk. And the next one says, Zosa Truma Asher Tikhu Meitam Zahav HaChesef HaNachoshes V'chulei. So we're clearly talking about here about giving a donation, contributions to the Mishkan. Let's just start on the far left, middle, the Gra. The Gra puts a story, Mesupar La Gra, Zatzami Vilna, left hand side in the middle, She'alach L'Gvir Echad V'Akesh Menu Schum Kesef Avur Tztaka Chashuva. The Gra went to, as they would say nowadays, to snore a little bit. He had to go ask for some money, it was fundraising. Okay, it's not Pasha, but someone's got to do it. The Gra says, I'll do it. So he went over to some chashav, a guy, a big rich guy, and he said, listen, I need some money. Ha'ashir amar lo, esh'al mikvot torato, im api din mutar letet lecha tzedaka, she'eneni bal chov gadol yoter merechushi. He said, listen, before I give you money, I have a halachic shaila. Do you think it's okay for me to give you money or not? Because I got to tell you, I'm in a lot of debt. I owe actually more than what I actually own right now. And whatever money I have, whatever money I have in my possession right now, I borrowed, and I owe people. So if I give you money for this very worthy cause, the Talmud Torah, let's say, whatever it is you're going to be supporting, you should just realize, I don't have any money. So is it okay or not okay? I'm asking, you know, ask the Rav. So he's asking the Gra, what should he do? So the Gra says, Hagon lo yishiv lo shum davar hazeh. He didn't know what to say. It was quiet. Check it. Betoch kach, in the meantime, b'chayat lebeit hagvir, the tailor came into the rich person's house. Ve'evi malbush yakar ma'od, asher tiken mishvil ha'ashir. He brought in a beautiful new suit. Beautiful coat, a bekesh suit. Everything was looking perfect. Very nice. Shal oto agra, im emes kidvarecha, it's like you're saying that you have no money and you're debating whether or not you can give money to support mitzvos and Talmud Torah because you're not sure if it's okay to use other people's money. I don't really own money. So if you're all worried about that, about getting stuck, why weren't you worried about that when you hired a tailor to make you a new suit, make you a new coat? You weren't worried at that time for it. You didn't ask any shilas then. Also now, you're asking big shilas when it comes to giving tzedakah. The yeshivlo, shegamze kana ba'akafa. You're right. You know what the truth is? I also don't have money for this either. I bought it on credit. Hakafa is like what we do in the makot. You don't pay, right? At the end of the month, you pay it one time. Hakafa means you buy it on credit, then at the end of the month, you pay for it. Amar ha'gaon, so the gross said, now I understand. Nityashev li pasuk b'yirmiya. Shivtecha b'soch mirma b'mirma me'anu das osi. Kol ma'asecha na'asim b'mirma. Everything you do is done through trickery. Ala b'nogel etztaka hincha mahzik atzmecha ki ish emet. And all of a sudden, when it comes to doing mitzvos, giving tztaka, now all of a sudden you want to be this really holy saint. Ve'incha rotze la'asot afiyu debar katan she'en amin animus. You don't want to do anything chas v'shalom that would be neged halacha. Oi, chas v'shalom, if it's not proper, I don't want to get stuck in neged halacha. V'zeu b'mirma me'anu dasasi. And this is the ultimate conniving and trickery that people do. Which means, very often, right? Yeah, people. When it comes to what they do on their own business matter, they're not finish items. They do what they have to do. They don't ask any questions. A lot of things are overrun, but they don't ask any questions. All of a sudden, they become a big, big tzaddik when it comes to all the things you do a mitzvah. Okay? Alright, the chesh bin out, is it okay to do it? Not okay to do? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Listen. Either you're gonna be one way all the time, or you're gonna be two-faced. Those are the choices. But this case here, with the guy, he's spending lots of money. He doesn't have any questions on his own clothes, how much he buys, how much he shops. He's spending other people's money on that. He owes people money! And he's borrowing more! To take care of himself. There he doesn't ask any questions though. That's totally okay. I should give non money to Stucka. You think, Rabbi, you think it's okay that I give money to Stucka now, or it's not okay? This is like such a lul shem shemayim. A person who's also even worse, trying to hide behind halacha and try to hide behind the Torah. Okay, to use it as his kiilu, his tzidkus. Now, coming through of how much he's a yirish shemayim. That's one husband, you know, use someone's money for the wrong reason. That would be terrible. But when it came to his own personal things, he had no problem with that. That's just not okay. We saw this point several weeks back. Remember, we saw in Parshas Vayigash, right? Famous Beis Halevi, which was quoted by several people in the yeshiva here, right? Olam Yamadin, Olam Yamatachacha. Beis Halevi says, everyone's going to ask you. Right? You want to say you didn't have money? You want to say you didn't have time to go to Torah? You want to say you didn't have money to go to you know, pay for chinuch for your kids? But what were you doing with your money? What were you doing with your time? I'll show you someone else who had time. You have money. You for what you want, you have it for. All of a sudden, for this, now I don't have time. Now I don't have any money. That's not proper. That's a person who has very wrong perspectives, a very very bad hashkafa. Okay? And to Davka utilize the Torah as that a crutch and as that to hide behind halacha as your scapegoat, as trying to escape what you really have to be doing, it's like the ultimate ra. Taking something so wonderful, something beautiful. Nothing he has to give here. But if you're not gonna give to this, don't give to anything. And all your principle is pay back your creditors. That's very good. But don't spend it on what you need. And then don't get stuck. That's not proper. Okay. While we're on the same point, maybe we'll just do a little things a little out of order. Go up one to the Kli Yakar on top. This is very much out of order, but it's the same concept. The Kli Yakar, one above, quotes a pasuk by the Aram. V'yasu aron atzei shitim. The pasuk says, and then the second pasuk there says, v'tzipisa oso zahav tahor, mibayis u'michutz tetzapenu. You have to pour over gold on the Aron, inside and outside. Okay? That's the din. Says the Kli Yakar, V'hine hatzipui nizkar shtei pa'amim. Twice. It says v'tzipita and tetzapenu. Twice in the pasuk. It talks about tzipui, coating. Why? Because there's two different coatings. One for the outside, one for the inside. You have to cover the inner box of the aron with gold. Pure gold. Then it says, you have to make sure that also on the outside you have gold. But it doesn't say there has to be pure gold on the outside. Meaning, twice it's mentioned Sipui, there are two coatings, one on the inside, one on the outside, but only on the inner one it mentions the Haftahor, has the pure gold, on the outer one it doesn't mention that. This is a very interesting way of reading the Pasuk, Stamkacha. The Pasuk seems to say, V'tzipiso so zahav tahor, mibayisu michutz tzapenu. That's how we read the Pasuk, okay, based on the Trub. But the Kli Yakar has like a little bit of a different reading. It's V'tzipiso so zahav tahor mibayis, u'michutz tzapenu. Both of them have to have a tzipui, but the inner one has the haftahor. Why is that? Ava bishab lisapek haya koz la haftahor, mikomakon lo iskir za haftahor eitz la chutz. Only... only on the inside is mentioned Zahar Torah, but not on the outside. Ki kol uman, every craftsman, darko lahadir es haklim b'chutz, yotirmi mashe mahadro b'fnim. Everyone who's trying to sell an item, make sure that the outside looks really, really nice. B'fnei haroin, because people are looking at the outside. Val kein, lo tzrach lahazkir Zahar Torah, ki meitzo mibayis. Val mechutz, אין אני צריך להזכירך שיהיה הציפוי גם כי מן הזהב, כי קו החומר הוא מבפנים. Meaning, naturally speaking, anyone who makes anything that they're trying to market, you make sure the outside of it looks very nice. You want to make sure that everyone likes what they see. It looks very pretty, beautiful, shiny, gorgeous. Right? What about the inside? Well, they don't open the inside. They don't take it apart. They won't see what's on the inside. It's disgusting inside. But forget about that. We don't care about that. All you care about is how it's on the outside. So says the Torah, you know what? I don't want to mention it in the outside. I don't want to mention the half the world can be biased. And the inside, you have to make sure it's gold. It's pshita that on the inside it has to be gold. Pure gold. You for sure do that on the outside. You're not going to ever do any less on the outside than you do on the inside. The only chashash is that you'll do much more on the outside than the inside. So the Torah says, I want to teach you something. Make sure that the inside is pure gold. I don't judge the outside. I know you do the outside pure gold. Or at least, if not more. But make sure the inside is also pure gold.
Ulaharos dasam, and this will teach us a major lesson. Shekemo emiyosayem, that those who make the kelim should be like the kelim. Ki kol lomdei haTorah tzuchim biyoser azhara al taharat halev hapnimi she'enu nira b'altid Hashem vado. The aron is an example for us how we have to be. So the Torah song is, look at the aron. Take an example from the aron. Okay, it's pashut that a person is lomdei Torah, and everyone wants to make sure that everyone knows, and everyone thinks it's a big time chacha, the Rabbi Torah, right? He's got a big kippah, he's got a tzitzis out, he's got a white shirt, he looks great, right? Make sure it looks very, very nice.
What about on the inside? What do you like when you walk out of a base mattress? What do you like when you're in your room? What do you like when you're out of yeshiva?
Time. Says there are no, you got it all wrong, buddy.
Looking good is something important, it's not nothing. But acting and the bifnim, balev, eifot balev. What are your real feelings? What are your real machshavos? How do you act? Also, if we're not looking, how do you act?
Mibayis. Make sure the inside is Zahav Tahor. As he finishes off by saying, "Aval Achit." By Lom De Torah, Tzuchim Biyoser Azhara Al Tara Salev Haprim. We have to warn people about the inner heart. She'enu Nirabel Tishlal Hashem Vado. Only Hashem sees that. Aval Achit Sonam and Tzuchim Kolkach Azhara. Ki Kol Adam Darkol LaHader Es Atzmo Kedin Tzuchim Bnei Adam.
Everybody makes sure that on the outside they look good. Everyone knows they are fit and that they're a real bad Torah. That's not what we're worried about. Everyone takes care of that mechilek.
The chilek the Torah has to tell us about is like the aron. When you're making a kli,
make sure the inside of the kli is just as nice as the outside of the kli. And so too, if we're going to take a lesson from the kli, we have to make sure we're the same way. Looking good, talking the talk, and walking the walk. Okay, it's just the beginning. That's not where it's at. That's not the real measure of a Talmud Chacham or a Ben Torah. The real measure is where's your Taras Halev?
Where are you when people are not looking? How are you acting? And when you're with people,
what are your actions like? Not just, you talk yeshivish, right? You look yeshivish. What about that? On the right side.
It's about being amistic. That's what the same thing is about by the Gra. Okay?
The person who's by the giving money. Oh, for himself, it looks good. It looks great.
Oh, okay.
A lot of money. It's expensive too. No, it comes from Italy. It silks.
Okay? Yeah, but what about the people you owe money to? What about doing mitzvos? You save the money for that? No, that I owe people money now.
These inconsistencies, steros,
Okay, within people. This is not the way that the Torah wants it to be. These are the messages we're getting, okay, from the Aron and from the story of the Gra, okay? These ideas, making sure that through and through, we're making sure that we're also on the Chitzoni, and for sure, on the Pinimi side, we have to be dedicated, we have to be committed, we have to be Zahav Tahor Mibayis Mechutz. Both Bifnim and Bachutz. Okay. That's a good starting point. Let's go now back a little bit. Let's go back to the first piece, to the Maharal. This is a beautiful Maharal. Okay? It looks long. It's gorgeous though. Okay? I'm going to be able to explain it hopefully with God's help. And a marker which I wanted to bring, which I forgot to do. Okay. Anyway, it's okay. No, no, sorry. Okay, if there's one that's not too far, it might be helpful. Okay. So the Maharal brings up the famous Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha, which is that there are three mentionings of the Lashon Truma. Vayikhu li Truma, Tikhu as Trumasi, Vezos ha Truma asher Tikhu, and Rashi says there are really three Trumas that we have to give. Okay? What are they? Right, everyone did at least the first two psukim on the Parsha somewhere? I hope so. Anyway, so you have to do the three Trumas. What are they? One is a general Truma for the Mishkan. Truma for the Mishkan. That's the one we're discussing here in the Parsha. Okay. That is, everyone does whatever they want. Everyone give it as much as they want, as little as they want. That's the Trumas HaMishkan. There are two more Trumas you have to give. One is a Chatzi Shekel for the Adanim, the sockets of the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone gave a Chatzi Shekel towards the sockets. And everybody also gave another Chatzi Shekel towards Korbanos for the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach was a little bit of a lull in the day, a little boring. They had nothing to do. So it had to be Korbanos. Okay? So for the Mizbeach, to make sure it was Korbanos of Sibur all the time, they had to also give a half a shekel. Okay? So there are three donations. A half a shekel, half a shekel. Those are, for everybody, the same amount. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. For the sockets and for the Korbanos of Mizbeach. And the last one is a Trumas HaMishkan, which is an open-ended voluntary truma. However much you want. That's the only one that is open-ended. Okay? Three trumas. Says the Maharal, look now, about 15 lines, about, 13, 14 lines down. Omnam, first piece. Yesh baze od davar muflag bechokhma. There's something else here that's very, very deep. These three trumas are all connected. They're all connected as one. They're not separate issues. They're all one issue. They all tie together. The whole Mishkan is in order for Milchav V'Chet Egel. Correct? So for Milchav V'Chet Egel, so that's very, very important to know and understand what was V'Chet Egel all about. So says the Maharal, there were three Averas that took place V'Chet Egel. Three different aspects of Chet that took place. Harishon, אם בחלק הנשי שהוא המחשבה שהיו מחשבים בעגל שיש בו ממש ובעבור הזור אמרו למען תפוס ישראל בליבם במחשבה בלבר הוא נענש בעבור הזור with a special din unfortunately but that is me the מיוחד din בעבור הזור that even the מחשבה בעבור הזור הקדוש ברוך הוא is mashiv that is an avera for improper thought of avor hazara. We're mitzvahs. We're taken. We're chapped on that also. That's also asur. That's one aspect we did, which is our machshava, our thoughts, were pasul. A second aspect, in the maise, shayu zochim lo, they were bringing kabanas, they were shafting. Viadua, kipulas ha-maise, misyacheis al-guva po'el, their actions revert back to the individual that's make doing the ma'aseh, doing the actions. Right, you can't have an action without a person who's acting and doing it. So we don't just say, oh, you have an action, you shafted. Shafting was just the byproduct. What happened? I shafted the animal. So me, through my actions, I did something that was inappropriate. So in our actions, we also were chote against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So b'machshava we were chote, b'maisa we were chote, b'chete hegel. And third of all, v'chatu b'mamonam. Kimoshu is bara parsha kisisa shamar Moshe asu lehem elohe zahav klamar ata garam lehem shashpata lehem zahav harbe. You gave all this gold, all this money, what did you expect them to do? Okay, but hopefully they sinned with the money Hashem gave them. So we sin with our machshava, we sin with our ma'ase, and we sin with our mama. Okay? Good. Now, come along, Maraz, and explain to us how the three trumos which we gave to the Mishkan, okay, are connected, these three different elements of chet that we did by chet ha'egel. Because chet ha'egel, okay, needed a kapara. The Mishkan, according to many, was a kapara for Chet HaEgel. So that's why we're giving these three donations to the Mishkan. To connect those three things we did wrong. V'yadua. Sorry. K'mosh yizbal Hashem, that you yisob yishvuz der, we only yod nenashim b'shloshtan, they deserve three punishments. That v'ikach yitzrichin kapara l'shloshtan. Neger ha-nefesh, meaning the machshava, the ha-guf, meaning the action, the ha-mamon, which is your mamon. V'yadua. Okay, maybe this next part I'll say outside and we'll read inside. The shekel, you're going to give two half shekels. Okay? The first two donations were for the Adanim and for the Mizbeah, for the Kabbats. Okay? Each one's a chazi shekel. Together, one shekel. Two chazi shekels, one shekel. Right? One shekel means one thing that's whole. Okay? We, as people, are made up of two elements. Okay? We have a physical side, we have a spiritual side, we have a guf, okay, we have a mashal, we have a sikhli side, ruchani side, okay? So the two halves that we're giving are basically saying, here, I'm giving of myself, I'm giving all I am, my whole one shekel, two chatzei shekel, okay? One half shekel connected to the physical side, one half shekel connected to the spiritual side of me, and together donating that to the Mishkan. Now, how much is the shekel worth? The Torah tells us, Esrim geira ha-shekel. 20 geira. Okay, that's the weight of the shekel. Which means, in the Maharal, there are 20 elements. 20 different parts. Okay? That make up the human. We're going to see it now, based on the Gemara, that the father gives five physical elements, the mother gives five more physical elements, and Hashem gives 10 spiritual elements to the creation of the human. Which means that I'm giving the full shekel, okay? I'm giving over, okay? One half shekel, which is 10 geira, which is 10 for my physical side, which my father and mother gave to me. And then I'm going to give over another Chati shekel, which is another 10 geira, half a shekel, okay? Which is connected the spiritual side that I also sin with, my mashava side, my seichel side, which Hashem has given me. Ultimately, I'm getting one shekel, which is a kapara for my entire existence, okay? My physical and spiritual side, which is connected to 20 elements that I got as a fetus, as a creation, as the beginning of a human, those 20 elements, that's what I'm giving kapara for. Okay? We got it? And just to cap that off, because before I'm going to read it all inside, and therefore, these two donations, one was for the adanim, the sockets. The sockets are the most physical part of Mishkan. They're the part that sits on the ground, The ground is always associated with the most physical aspect, and they are the clay people. They receive the Mishkan, the wood boards go into the sockets that sit on the bottom, meaning they're a very physical clay, the physical side of man, that one half of man that we're giving a donation for. The second half is the Mizbeach, the Karbanos that we're giving for. The Karbanos are there in order to purify ourselves spiritually. Right? We bring Karbanos to purify ourselves. It's a spiritual korban, a spiritual reach. So, when we give a chatzi shekel to the Adarim, we give a chatzi shekel to the Karbanos of Tzibur, we're giving, again, the half shekel for our physical side, the Adarim, the chatzi shekel to our spiritual side, for the Karbanos of Tzibur, and with that, we give one full shekel, 20 gera, okay? Which is kind of the 20 parts of the person that we're trying to give a kapara for, that we've sinned with ourselves at Chetah Ego. Did I lose everybody or no? We got it or no? Yes? Beautiful? I didn't say anything. Maharal says. Let's read it inside now. Okay, quickly. It's very straightforward now. Says the Maharal, V'yadua, Ki kol b'nei adam shavim b'guf u'b'nefesh. Im l'chad yoter min hasheni. In terms of our physical spiritual side, everyone is the same as a human. Ki k'moshi is the same. In Dali Masha, when they're rich or poor, it's irrelevant. You still have the same amount of body parts and the same amount of neshama. Each person has a neshama and a body. Same. The kachamar b'shnei chumos sheyu shavim. That's why two of the donations are the same. Nach the shekel. It's across the board, but everyone's the same in these two respects. V'yadua ki ha'adam hu adam al-dei nefesh v'guf. וזהו השקל השלם, והנפש הוא חצי השקל, והגוף הוא חצי השקל. לכך צריך לתאם בעד כל אחד, each half of our existence, חצי שקל. וחצי שקל הוא עשרה גירה. כי השקל השלם, עשרים גירה. 20 גירה זה פול שקל. וידוע, כי יש באדם בנפש עשרה דברים, ובגוף עשרה דברים. And the Gemara says in Mesech Dina, Shlosh Shukim Ba'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviv Imo, Aviv Mazriya Aloben, Shere Menu Atzamot, the bones, Gidin, Sinus, Tipornayim, U Moach, Shebarosh, the Loben, Shebaayim, that's the five physical assets the Father contributes in the union of the creation of a fetus. That's the five things that the Father gives. Isha, Mazrat, Oden, Shrimenu, Or, Ubasar, Da, Mesarot, Vishkor Shabai, because world no table, Ruach, Neshama, Plaster Ponim, Re'io, Sa'ayin, Vishmiya, Sa'oden, the Dibur Peh, the Hibuch Raglaim, Deya, Vina, Vesetha. Hare, Asarot Varim, Shalem, Gosh, Borg, Ubali, Vimon, Otim, Gamke, Asarot Varim, והעשרה דברים שנותן הקדוש ברוך הוא כולם נשים, קדושים. והעשרה דברים שנותנים אבי ואמו הם כולם גופניים, all physical. כמו שמסיף שם, כן, שמיס אדם, נוטו הקדוש ברוך הוא חלקו, when person died, השם תפסיס חלק back, the nefesh side, the neshama side, וחלק אבי ואמו מוצא לפניהם. That's what stays in the very... כי הנפש תשוב אלוקים, והגוף מונח and gets buried. Lofi Kavar Torah, Ashrim Gera Shekel, Mahatzis HaShekel, Shuman LaShem. The full is 20, a whole shekel is 20, Mahatzis HaShekel, half of it is Shuman LaShem, because Hashem takes that half back at the end of that person's life. Vine, Miuchadim Ayu HaKarbonas HaMechafim HaNafashot, Kedati Beparshas Kisis L'Chaper HaShoshechem, V'hu Mahatzis HaShekel HaShoyim HaKribim Menu, V'chei Mahatzis HaShekel Nahatzu Adanim, וידוע כי האדנים הם base keyboard, they're the receptacle, שבו היו אומנם הקרושים, the boards, וזה יסוד הבניין, וזה נאמר על החומר, physicality, שהוא יסוד המקבל הכל, והוא כמו עדן, המקבל צורס הבניין, והעדן הוא השפל, מונח למטה, it's all the way the lowest part of the Mishkan, in the ground, ובכל, מתעבד בכל אל החומר, שהוא הנושא, ואז זה ידוע, זה בחיים אין המקום. So up to now, we got it? We're going to one last piece of the puzzle, which is, so what's the last thing that we give? We give the Trumas and Mishnah for everyone she wants. Okay.
So we have that also. The Atruma Shlishi Neger Amamon She also Bilbad Eish Rebbe Bnei Adam Yesh Bnei Adam Harbe The Yesh Bnei The Tzivsa Adoro The Tzivsa Adoro She Yesh Bnei Bok If Yesh Yesh Bnei Kapara Ma'onam She Lo Yeh Kale A perk what distinguishes people from each other, okay, is not the physical side, not their, God, if you're stronger, if you're weaker, but the basics of human, of what makes one human is the same for everybody, physical and spiritual. What's good about people is how much money you have. So on that, depending on how much you sin with, then how much you have, also how much you have to give now as a kapara for you did wrong. So the truth of Mishka, which is the third truma, it's open-ended. Everyone gives what they have, what according to their means. Me'eth kolisha shi'udvedli bo. Give what you have. And then if you give, and you have kapara on your mamon, Hashem makes sure that your mamon doesn't get destroyed, and you'll have protection.
Okay.
It says in the Ra'al, there's only one problem with this mahalakh. Which is that it doesn't always work out that the people who have a lot of money will give a lot to the mission. And people who look at them only a little. Sometimes you can have people who have a lot of money and give very little. Sometimes you have people who have very little but give a lot. Meaning, relatively speaking, proportionally what they have, it doesn't always work out that the people give accordingly to what they have. So then the whole thing doesn't really make sense. Because the usher is supposed to give according to his ashirus. Okay, when he came to the Avera, he poured a lot of money into it, right? Yeah, he did. So when it comes to the Kapara, he's not talking about that. And the poor guy, he only gave a little bit. So he should have people there, but he gave a lot now. So it's inconsistent. So this doesn't really make so much sense then. So it says the Maharal, very, very sensitive right now. Says the Maharal, you don't understand. Rich and poor is not measured by how much you have. Rich and poor is measured by how much you're willing to give. A person who has a lot of money, but is not willing to give any of it, says, Mom, he's very poor. Why is he not giving? Because he's afraid to give anything. Because he feels he's lacking. If he gives him anything, he'll be really in trouble. And a person who has a little is giving a lot. He has a tremendous amount of osher. He's rich. Why is he rich? Because he feels that I need to have money. Every day I give him a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I give back. There's no problem. Hashem will take care of me. Or he will, or he won't. But you know what? It's he's given to me in order to give over. So, Ezehu Ashir, it doesn't say the person who has millions and millions of dollars is rich. It says Ezehu Ashir, it's a man, it's a falco. You're happy with what you have. That's Ashirus. That's rich. That's feeling. Nedivus lev. It's feeling like you want to give up what you have. So if the rich guy gives a little, I would ask, well, it's not fair. He didn't give his chelek. No, he did. Because he is really actually very, very poor. So he gives a little bit that shows that he's actually a really poor person. So he gives a little bit. That's fine. And the guy who's less, but gives a lot, he's really an usher. So it wasn't like, oh my gosh, he gave way too much. It's not, we should give it back to him. No. You know why? Because his osher is the fact that he feels like I have everything. I want to give everything to the best world. So for him, to give a lot is also fine. And this is a beautiful point. Let's just leave a couple lines inside. Skip down about 7 lines. After the question, Ki ein ha'inyan came. Ki otan sheishdom harvei, they ra'ayin pulas a lot, but he's very, very miserly. They named sorrow, they came, they don't want to give. Ein nam ashiri b'momo, they're not rich. Well, ashur hu sheishdom ayin tov, the leg tov. A person who's rich, a person who wants to give, he gives up of his money, he can part with it. A person who has holds on to everything and doesn't want to give, he's really missing, he's lacking. He's afraid to give anything. He never feels he has enough. That's the leg tov and otain b'ayin yafe, zehu ashir. Sharish lo harbe, shenotain, u'mashpil acherim. V'zeh ibnei haribu, shenitzah so, kol shamra, ezu ashir,
And that's why he says the Torah doesn't say that the rich have to give X amount, the poor guy doesn't give X amount. It just says, Me'ez kol ish asher yidven l'libo. It's all daily and it deals a lake. It's totally in your perspective of how you look at what money you have. That's what you have to give. And therefore, it's open-ended now. The rich guy may give very little, and the poor guy may give a lot. Because it's not about how many dollars you would actually own and how much you have to make now. That's not what it's about. That doesn't decide whether or not you are rich or you are poor.
That just tells us that you potentially have a lot of money you could give, or you have very little money, you have less money you could potentially give. But how much you actually give, and where you are in terms of understanding whether you're rich or poor, is totally a different kind, which is, what is your Ratzon like? What is your lay like? How easily are you able to par with that? And this, I think, is a very, very deep, deep point that needs a lot of thought.
Okay, it's a very sensitive one, it's a very deep point. Okay, it's shark. And the whole piece, okay, in general, okay, we come up with the following so, is that, we get this from Yosakim,
the three trumos to the Mishkan are three aspects to be seen with the Kenegah Beit Ego,
Mashava, Maisa, and Mamon. Mashava and Maisa, or Guv and Seichel, or Ruchnius and Gashmius of a human, we give everybody the same, 2.5 shekels, okay, because everyone is equal in that, because every human has those two aspects. That's what you give for.
You give one total shekel, 2 chatzei shekel, which is 1 shekel,
which is your whole existence, your shleimus. And you give a srim geira connected to 20 elements. 10 physical, that you got from your physical, biological parents, and the 10 spiritual aspects you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, those are connected, the adanim, which is the physical side of the Mishkan, which holds it up. Very physical side, the one the lowest level of the Mishkan, which is close to the ground, which holds it up, that's the physical side, and the Kavanas of Tzibur, which is the spiritual side, for Kapara, that's the kind of spiritual side. And then there's the last part of Churus HaMishkan, everyone should give according to their heart. And that's open-ended.
And even though you might think that the Torah should give, delineate,
for the Asher and the Ani, how much each one should have to give, connecting their money, the Torah really basically did that. By saying, the Torah is saying, let's see, we'll see by how much they give,
how rich or how poor they really are. That's how to be the sign, that's how to be conveya,
where a person is in terms of their riches. What are they willing to part with? How much are they willing to give up? Okay, and that's really koveya, how much a person sees themselves as one who has a lot, or one who has very little. A person who has a lot could feel he has very, very little. He can't give any of it up. So then he's mamish, has an illness, that I don't have enough, I'm always lacking. So I don't want to give up even a shekel. So then he's very, very poor, that person. He has a lot of money in the bank. But he's actually a very, very poor person. In his Zindibus Halev and in his Ayin Ra, that he looks and he's in his miserly position, he's actually a very poor person, not a rich person. Okay, that's the Maral. It's one of the most beautiful Marals of Torah, the Pachot that I've seen. So it's a great one. Okay, let's do one more small one for you. We'll tackle one more big one. Look at the bottom middle, talking about Yonasan Ben Uziel. The pasuk says that when they put up the boards, okay, so the Mishkan, you have to the Briah HaTichon. The Briah HaTichon was the middle staff that went all the way through the Mishkan. There were top ones that went through the boards, there were bottom ones that went through the boards, and there was one, the middle board, the middle stick. I'm not sure what it called, what it was exactly. What? Pole? Middle pole that went through the entire Mishkan.
Where did this pole, this particular
pole, I guess, come from? Where was its source?
Says the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, I'll tell you something interesting. The Nagra Mitzia, the middle board, the middle pole, Bego Luchai, that goes through the Luchos, through the crushing, Mishalbish, mean Saifa, the Saifa that goes from one side to the other, mean Ilana de Nitziv Avraham Abeira de Shava. This came from the tree that Avraham Avinu planted in Beersheba, way back when.
Yechi Avraham Yisrael, Yad Yama, when Paisel passed in Yamsa, Pasuk, Kita'u Malachaya Yad Ilana, the Malachim came and chopped down that tree in Beersheba, they threw it into the water, the Havatafe Al Anpe Maya, and it was floating on the water, the Malacha Machri, and the Malachim were screaming, Vamar, Deinu Ilana, the Nitziv Avram of Eir Deshaba. This is the tree, this is the trunk that Avram Avinu used to have and planted in Beersheba. Vitzalitaman, Rishul Meimur Hashem, and over there he davened that he was with parts of the Shem Hashem. Then Asbui Bnei Israel, and Christ will pick it up, the Avdu Minei Nagar Ixia, they made from it the one middle pole to go through the Mishkan. Urke Shimin Amin. It was 70 Amos long. This, because that's the Midah of the three sides, was 70 Amos. When they had to set up the Mishkan, so it would roll itself out like a snake. It was a snake that then unraveled and went through. Chazor chazor mizegav the luchei mashkana, as it went through the different sides of the Mishkan. And when they had to take away the Mishkan, then it would come out and would straighten itself out. Okay, as it came out, it would roll up. Then as it came out, it would be straight as one long stick. Now, what do I say? This is very interesting. I got that. Okay?
But what was the necessity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Malachim to cut the tree of Avram Avinu
and throw it in, that we should build that as the middle part of the Mishkan? It's nice. It's very cute. Okay? But for what? Such an ace. Such a story. For what reason?
So, this is really open-ended, because you can say a million things if you want. Okay? I'll give you a few ideas that I was thinking about.
I'll give you three ideas. One, they could all be true, they could all be false. Maybe 15 other ideas you could also say. One is that to teach us that we have to be connected to the Masorah.
Part of our existence, we should not think that when we came to the Mishkan, okay, and the Israel became a nation, we started from now.
We started from Avinu. We should never forget that point, and if the Mishkan should stand on and be held up in its strength in the middle of the boards, should we build on our connection to the Avos? To always remember that we go back in the Torah to our Avos. One possibility.
Again, we can elaborate on that, but not right now.
Second possibility is this was the place, as it says, that Adam was the farthest from Shem Hashem, and Muna and monotheism
started with Adam under that tree. That was the first person who was farthest from Shem Hashem in this world. If we want to build a home for a Kadosh Baruch Hu,
then it should be our place that we serve. It should be built on the first person who put a Muna in this world, who was the first one down with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Second possibility.
The third possibility, okay, is this was also the tree that Avraham Avinu did
chesed,
levia,
achila, shtia,
the eshel, asher nata Avraham beber sheva. Okay?
The yesodot of chesed. And we're trying to build a mishkan. And we want it to exist. We spoke about this several times. And we want to pull the creative bias for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you know what the foundation has to be of that kind of Mishkan? It has to be a Mishkan that's founded on chesed, on a connection, on an opposite of Klal Yisrael.
That's
a Mishkan that can stand. The same with the Adanim have to come from everyone in Klal Yisrael, a chatz yishek from everybody, and the Mishkan has to be held up literally, physically, by the equality of Klal Yisrael and opposite of Klal Yisrael, so too the middle board pole that goes through all the boards that keep them standing, the strength of it has to come through Midas HaChesed. If there's Midas HaChesed, it's Avraham Avinu. Chesed v'Avram, if it's built on Chesed Mishkan, has a chance to exist and survive. If not, things are going to fall apart. Take it
away.
Those are three possibilities. I don't have a
I think they're all good. But I definitely thought the last one was a nice one. That's why originally when I read it many years ago, I thought this was a pshat in the Targum Yonatan Israel. If anyone has another pshat, I'm open to hearing about that also, just not right now. Okay. Last point for today.
That was nice. Strange one.
I heard this several years ago, many years ago, it was by one of the Rambam was here, not here anymore, Rav Goldberg.
in Bnei Brak. It's a fascinating piece to think about and contemplate. What exactly it's saying.
I did see that one of the Mefarshim HaMedrash, that they say that something at the end here is referring back to the Chet Adam HaRishon, the idea of the snake being wound up, the Achna, which is a snake, okay, the name of the Nahash that tripped up Adam HaRishon the first time around. So I don't know how that fits in exactly into what I'm saying. That's another Perush of some sort. Tzurichian. Okay.
Last one for today is the Kliyagar. Kliyagar has a beautiful perspective for us. Another beautiful Hashkafic point. Kliyagar points out that if you look at the Aron, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach, you'll find a very interesting discrepancy. The Aron, all the meters of the Aron are Shavur. They're all Chatzei Amos. 2.5, 1.5. By the Shulchan, some are Shalim and some are Chaser. And by the Mizbeach, Haktoris and Mizbeach HaOla, all of them are Shalim. And the question is, what sense does that make? Why should there be such a discrepancy between the Aron, where it's everything's a half, the Shulchan, which is Chetzi Chetzi, some are half, some are whole, and the Mizbeach, which are all whole?
Says the Kliyakar, in the middle, the Hakarobi Al Marbazan, what I would think to say is the following. Bimalos, when it comes to Midos and Dargas in being a person, Habit the Balam, look ahead, look up, look at the people ahead of you.
When it comes to Chachma, Torah, Das, Midos, always look up. Look at the people who are ahead of you, who have done more, who have accomplished more, and strive to be like them. Keep pushing yourself. Keep the bar high. When it comes to physical pleasures in this world of property, materialistic, don't look up! Don't look at the multi-billionaire, I gotta be like him! You know, look at the people who are underneath where you're at and realize, wow, I got it good. I could have it much, much worse. Instead of chasing and being in the rat race of the world, of trying to catch the person ahead of you, and then when you catch him, the person ahead of him, forget that race. Look underneath you. If you want to be samech b'chalko, the way to do it is look at people, all of you who are under you, and say, wow, look how much I have. Not look how much I'm missing from the people above me. Look how much I have. In material wealth, we're trying to feel ashlemus. In spiritual wealth, in spiritual endeavors, we're always trying to feel like we're missing. We need more. We want to keep going higher in life. Not stay still.
So
he says here, when he talks about davening, he says you push his heart up and his eyes down. He says the heart up, heart is where is the mechanism of the brain, gets the chachma. When it comes to das, you should always have your eyes lifted up.
But when it comes, you should have your heart lifted up, I should say.
But when it comes to your eyes, which is what you see, which is the eyes that causes
ayin chomed, the eye sees and wants, it desires.
So that should always look down. Your eyes should always be looking down. Look at those who are beneath you. And now everything comes together.
Okay, the Aron kol ha'amos shvuros loharos shekol adam yidame ben ashok ilu chaser min shtelus ha'chachma.
The tzarech nimdor adayim emalot chaser yodet to do more when it comes to Torah, the Aron. Ki kol ha'amah chaserem morel av davar chaser tzarech sheimalu chaserono. Ki ikor ha'chachma me'ayim timatzei. How are you going to find chachma? Only you realize that you're lacking, you're a half.
Well, you want to get more chacham from other people. Ezu chacham.
How many kol adam? If you get other people realizing that I don't know everything,
then you'll be okay.
You realize that you're a half, and you need a lot more of bemashing yourself, then you'll become a chacham.
No, I already know
everything. Next paragraph.
Oh, it's talking about physical money.
That's the shulchan. It's talking about parnasa. Asher Yisrael zochim nami shulchan gabu again from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu amosav tzat shleimot. Some of them are full, some are half. Why? Ki kol maskil yitzmach b'chalkosh. We have what you have. V'yedalem rashom ki yigesh tom kol ve'enu chasir rashom oma. You should feel shleimos in what you have. That's why some of the shulchan, some of the physical money, you should feel shalom about it. Not that you should reach completion. There's no completion. But you should feel what you have is completion.
Is shleimus. I said, why should somebody shabur? Omnam ktsas mishabur.
Lahoros shelo yechtiva adam ta'avosa mikol b'chol. Lo yitin alachomer kol avat nasho el tarisha yishbor ta'avosa.
But it's also should feel like it's lacking because you should realize that you need to smash in half your desires and your wealth and everything. We have a natural desire to want everything. That's wrong though. You should realize you're not going to have everything.
So that idea about looking down, not looking up to try to get more, but to be happy with what you have and realize that you're going to always end up lacking, always going to end up being missing something,
because no one ever has everything they want. Right? What's a mana?
You're going to say, I want 200. You're never going to solve your quest and quench your thirst for physical unless you realize, you know, stopping
in the race. Let me just be happy with what I have. So you're happy with one and what you have, that's shleimus.
And you realize at the same time though, the only way I can feel that way is I recognize that I'm going to always have a part
of what I really would want. But that's fine. That's also simcha.
And last but not least, the mizbeach.
Why the mizbechot? Full?
El mizbeach haktoras, you call mosos shleimim. V'chein yodeach ola. Ki inyan shneem, l'hasmer et ha'odem ha'chasir mitzad ba'itzer. Ki kula ba'al ha'chaper al-adam ha'shleim chesuno. Ki yodeach ola ha'chaper al-guf ha'chotei.
The
mizbeachs
are both there in order to give us kapara.
Kapara, physical kapara, and spiritual kapara. The Torah, which is the reah, which is the spirituality kapara, and the physical kapara, which is always means we did something wrong, and needs a completion, and needs a correction, needs a tikkun. The mizbechot are all complete because they bring us back to our original state
of completion, of which we messed up with our actions.
That's why we have to have kapara through the mizbeach haktoras or through mizbeach haolah.
But after we bring the karbanos are there
in order to bring us back to shleimus. Therefore, the mizbechot are shalom. Chachma, strive for greater. Look higher.
The parnasa, the osher. Settle with what you have and look down. Look at those beneath you and be happy.
And when it comes to shleimus haguf, shleimus b'tikun, realize that you were created perfect, and it's Hashem, through
the mizbechot, we can always correct ourselves and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.